I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World with Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. An election in Bogota, Colombia. Colombia associated with the strongest ally of the United States for many years. Colombia associated with the narco-terrorism wars of the 20th century, now revived, question mark, in the 21st. But an election has produced a result that was expected, but then again a surprise. A man named Gustavo Petro is now the president-elect of Colombia. What is significant here is that Gustavo Petro's youth was that of what is called by the Financial Times an ex-Marxist guerrilla. However, his seniority, he's now 61, is closer to what we in this country, in America, call populism, left of center. Except, Gregory, you write of Gustavo Petro, and I want to talk about existential threat. Is Petro's presidency in Bogota a way of strengthening the Maduro regime in Caracas? Are these two now joined at the hip?
I wouldn't say they're joined at the hip, but they certainly are going to be very close in the near future. And this will probably pave the way for the U.S. Biden administration to also modify and lower the temperature on its relationship with Venezuela. Señor Petro has already had a very, very amicable discussion with President Biden, and they agreed to have a more equitable relationship between Colombia and the United States. And certainly that will keep Gustavo Petro and, for that matter, the Venezuelan leadership from escalating their attacks against the United States. And so I think things will calm down. But that obscures the reality in that what we've seen, while the U.S. has been going around the world trying to escalate its containment, its recontainment of Russia, we now find that it's the U.S. itself which is contained within the Americas. It's isolated and contained within the Americas. It's the old Monroe Doctrine, which began in 1823, of course, has now been fully and totally eliminated. We now have the United States with essentially no allies in Central and South America or in the Caribbean. All of the countries are dominated to one degree or another by Beijing, and in some cases certainly influenced by Russia and Iran. But whatever the tenor of that, the bottom line is that they're not allied with the United States. Yes, you have good working level relationships between the U.S. military, not only the Southern Command and the National Guards, with a variety of South American and Central American countries. But you have at a political level, at a trade level, absolutely a lost continent as far as the United States is concerned.
The Petro inauguration, the Petro presidency, you say that this is a doorway, open the door, and bringing Maduro in from the cold. Let's extend that, because there are other states that have been frozen out by the U.S. Is a Petro presidency and Maduro no longer regarded as illegitimate, does that open that same door for Havana? Can you see the Biden administration, if it can welcome Venezuela, can it welcome Cuba?
Well, I think it's all going to be in various stages, and it depends on how much the Biden government gets some freedom of action over the next few years. Clearly, if it loses the midterms in the Congress comprehensively, then it's going to be difficult for the Biden administration to do anything substantive in the region in the Western Hemisphere. However, it certainly will attempt to do so. Now, even within the Democratic Party, that Biden administration accommodation for left-wing governments in the Americas is going to get some pushback. The present chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Bob Menendez, for example, will probably be the minority leader of that Senate Foreign Relations Committee after November. But he will certainly oppose the White House on improving relations with the Communist Party in Havana, and probably also with the Maduro government in Venezuela. So it's not going to be easy, but frankly, you'll have a feel-good set of meetings and statements out of the White House on these leftist organizations and governments in the Americas. including to a degree some kind words for the Justin Trudeau government in Canada.
China. We've not introduced China, but you do in your essay introduce it because of China's activities in the Caribbean. Is China going to be welcome in Bogota as it's welcomed in Caracas?
I think it will be, and it's extending its activities throughout the Americas dramatically. The People's Republic of China, or the Communist Party of China, and its intelligence agencies now control the Caribbean basin in a way in which only the United States dominated it over the past century. But basically, Beijing is running a lot of its intelligence and other operations for the Americas out of the Caribbean. But if you look at Argentina, which I think is actually the flashpoint for Beijing and for Washington in the Americas, the Argentine government, which is a Peronista government, once again, has basically indicated that it's going to be rearmed by the People's Republic of China. It's going to start to get a number of major weapon systems, including new fighter aircraft and the like.
We have 30 seconds, Gregory. Go ahead.
So China wants to use Argentina to restart the war for the Falkland Islands in the South Atlantic, and that would bring the British away from the Indo-Pacific and back into the Atlantic. And that's what the Chinese objective is in Latin America.
Give them too many targets, I understand. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, commenting on the election of Gustavo Petro to the presidency of Colombia. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.